Chapter 10 Burning Flesh. We have all burned, down in the fire pits, or from the brander's iron in the solitorium. We have all touched the fire. It leaves scars, even for us. We carry them proudly, with honor. But the scars we took that day, on that battlefield, we bear only with shame and regret. They are a memorial in flesh, a physical reminder of everything we have lost, a burn even we fireborn cannot endure without pain. Artellus Numion, Captain of the Pyre Guard. I lived. Despite the fire, I had, against the odds, survived. I remembered the furnace, or at least fragments of what it had done to me. I remembered my skin blistering, the stench of burning fat, the smoke from cooking meat filling my eyes, as the vitreous humour boiled within them. Scorched black, rendered to ash, I was nothing but dust. A shadow without form, not unlike my jailer brother's favoured aspect. And yet, I lived. The furnace was gone. Ferris was gone. All was darkness and cold. I remembered that I was on a ship, somewhere in deep space. I remembered the prison my iron-hearted sibling had made for me, a cage strong enough to hold a Primarch. I was still weak. My limbs felt heavy, and my hearts were beating furiously in my chest as some act of enhanced physiology worked to keep me alive. Perhaps I had healed, some regenerative gift I didn't know I possessed. More likely, the furnace was not real, nor my ordeal in it. I had been seeing the grim corpse visage of my dead brother, after all. Who knew what traumas my mind had endured? For a moment, I considered the possibility that all of this was fabrication, that I was lying on Istvan V, wounded and in Susan membrane coma, or that I had been recovered and my body labored to revive itself in some clinical apothecarium chamber, my mind struggling to catch up with it. All of this I dismissed. My abduction was real. Kurz was real. This place, this prison Perturabo had made for me, was real. There was no waking up from a nightmare. This was the nightmare. I was living it, every tortured breath. But it was hard to think, to reason. Ferris's very presence and everything I had seen or not seen made me question myself. It is harrowing enough to have your flesh and bone rent, split, and cleaved. But what is truly terrifying is the slow erosion of sensibility, of self, and the trust in one's capacity to tell reality from fantasy. How can you defend yourself against your own mind, what your senses tell you? There is no armor for that, no shield or protection save strength of will and the ability to reason. I didn't try to rise. I didn't voice my defiance or anger. I merely breathed and let the coolness of my darkling cell wash over me like a balm. I tried to recall everything I knew of my jailer, everything I could accurately remember. And then, closing my eyes, I allowed myself to dream.